Welcome to the TFD Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Sullivan, and this is the show where we break down popular science into easily digestible and actionable information to give you the blueprint to be a high performer in your life. Today, I'm joined by senior TFD performance dietitian, Jack Doherty, and we're breaking down what it is really like to work as online health professionals. In this episode, Jack and I discuss the pros and cons of establishing yourself in the online space, the importance of networking, how critical a good routine is, and we finish off with our top tips for people looking to make a career change into the online world. Let's get to it. All right, back for another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast, joined by senior performance dietitian Jack Doherty. Been a little bit between drinks. Jack, give us a quick 1 minute rundown of what you've been up to the last couple of weeks.
So I got back yesterday from Las Vegas. I had just out there helping UFC athlete Jordan Wright with his fight week. So a lot of cooking, a little bit of weight cutting. Unfortunately, get the result that we were aiming for, but that's what the game is about. But yeah, so just been lots of travel recently, obviously just for these UFC fight weeks, but happy to be home for 3 weeks before we head off to New York. So just enjoying lovely Melbourne, which is what me and you discuss all the time as the greatest city in the world.
I'm going to argue because I'm looking out the office window and she's like gray and pouring down rain here. But yeah, lots of travel coming up for us. We've got the back end of the year as everyone wants to fight, right? So we're going to finish off pretty strong. And then you have that nice little break over Christmas where you go in like February, where obviously we've got the UFC Perth and March is always a big time. But for today's episode, what I want to talk about, something bit different, but really cool. Something I get asked quite a lot. I actually woke up this morning, had 3 questions on this topic, and they were all from students. And they were asking, what should I do when I graduate? Should I go into private practice and should I work with someone and work in a physical office? Should I go into a hospital and work in a physical hospital? Or should I do what you guys do and work online? I think it's a very interesting topic to talk about, but it's really important because I think it's a super viable option for a lot of students or even current practitioners now, if they're not happy with what they're doing. Like we see it time and time again and over in different professions throughout the health space, you can make a very, very, very good living working as an online health professional, but there's pros and cons to doing it. And I think before you go into it, you have to have a good grasp of what those pros and cons are. So what we're going to do today, Jack and I are going to give you guys what our experience is with, what we like about it, what is a bit challenging about it, and we'll leave you guys with a little bit of advice. But before we get started, Jack, before you got into this and doing this with TFD, you had the classic office job, right? Like you were working in the office 9 to 5. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't know is for about 9 or 10 years, I was actually a tax accountant. So I did the classic 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, and the occasional Saturdays, and I used to, just be in an office that whole time doing tax returns, lots of admin and those kind of things. So yeah, before I decided that that was not what I wanted my life to be and decided to just switch to go back to university and just say that, I had the classic 9 to 5. And I think, at the time, tax accounting pays well. But yeah, it was, I would describe it as soul destroying. My experience was soul destroying. Loved my boss at the time, loved the clients that I had, but again, just that monotony of a 9 to 5 in a position where I didn't enjoy the work was actually soul crushing.
Yeah, when I graduated, I think I had 3 full-time salary jobs before TFD kicked off to a point where I dropped all of them and just went all in on that. And yeah, I would, soul crushing is a tough term to use, but I think it's very individual, right? Some people can do it and they absolutely love it and they thrive in that environment. For some people, they just don't. And that's a real reality. And I was exactly the same. I did enjoy my work. I enjoyed the people I worked with. I really liked my bosses and all the clients we had and patients we've seen and whatnot. But yeah, it got very monotonous and it got very, waking up Monday. I knew I absolutely had to get out of it when I dreaded Mondays, and I really, really look forward to Friday afternoons. When I got to that point, I was like, okay, I got to get out of this because this doesn't seem like a normal, healthy relationship with my work that I can do for the next, say, 60 years of my life or whatever. So let's talk about going in. I think when we talk about working online, let's start with the pros because there are a lot of pros. And I think nowadays we're seeing so many health professionals go on there. I will put a disclaimer out there, and I don't even know, but it's important to understand that if you're, say, a dietitian listening to this, it's a bit of a blurry area, if I'm being honest. Right now, it's a bit of a gray area. I do not think at all we're exploiting it. I think we're doing, in my vision of what we're doing at the company, online was always the best option because I wanted to get a message out to as many people as possible. And I think we've achieved that. My 4 or 5 year goal was to have impact on everyone in Australia. And we're about 4.5 years deep now. And I think we've had an impact on not just all of Australia, but going worldwide in countries I never, ever, ever would have imagined. And we've been able to do that because we have such a strong online presence and we do all our work online. However, you do need to understand as a health professional, the lines are a bit gray. Like they're a bit blurred. Like when you graduate, okay, well, where is your registration? These are common things that you'll find and face. And that is something you need to be aware of. And it's probably something worth talking about with your organization or finding someone in the field and saying, hey, how have you found this just straight off the bat?
Yeah, 100%. I think that in terms of starting off with the pros, what I would say is the biggest one for me is the flexibility of my hours. So what I mean by that is like, yes, I probably do a lot more hours than my 9 to 5, 40 hours a week. So I do more hours, I would say, weekly than I ever have before in this position. But the pros of this being on this level is that, you know, I fit my work around what I want to do. So I get to train when I want. I get to go for lunches with people when I want. I get to spend time with my family, my friends when I want. And yes, that means sometimes, you know, we're doing hours, you know, sometimes Saturdays and Sundays and stuff like that. But for me, the flexibility is such a pro to me because I get to not have that such, you know, that's such locked in hours, which means I can't do what I want when I want.
Yeah, I would say the biggest plus for working for yourself or at home and having this type of setup, this online business, absolutely the freedom that you have with your schedule. And don't get me wrong, like we're not saying that we don't do anything. We do work pretty crazy hours. And I have some days that I'm just backed up from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. with meetings and whatnot. But you know what? I choose to do that. And I think the biggest thing for me, especially when I was living overseas in Toronto, this really hammered this home for me, is being in traffic and commuting. That was one of the things that absolutely destroyed my quality of life. And I think it's something we do not talk about enough in the health space, is how detrimental that is to your mental health and your physical health. Sitting in a car, being stressed out by the traffic and having to budget that extra time that you're not getting paid for to get to your work. That was something that I really disagreed with. And that's something I'm really, really grateful for now that I'm working at home. And like Jack said, you have the freedom with your schedule. And a lot of us on the team, you know, we all train, we all do these other things. We've all got other commitments. I like training early so I can set my work schedule so I can train early and I can train up until, you know, from 5 a.m. all the way to 8, 9 a.m. And I don't have to necessarily get into the office and rush back. And I can start my day at 10 a.m. Or if I need to catch up, you know, I can start earlier the next day or stay later and work later the next day, whatever. I have that flexibility to do that. That's another big sticking point that I think a lot of people really get frustrated with at normal jobs, right? It's like you have to be in here at this time and then you work till this time and it's only then that you can leave.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's the biggest thing for me as well. I think the commuting was something that was, you know, I think a lot of people can complain about that, how frustrating and upsetting it is to be stuck in traffic for hours and stuff like that, and then, you know, having to rush, always rushing from things to things, from one thing to another, and making sure you're on time. Not saying that we don't have our schedules, but again, we have control over that schedules. You have control over, you know, what hours you do, when you do it, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think if we're talking about the actual nuts and bolts of running a business, personally, I think it's far more favorable, especially if you're young and you're starting out and say you don't have a lot of money to back yourself to go into this, or you don't have a lot of money behind you going into whatever venture you're going in. Working for yourself in this online space, there's just less overheads, right? There's less overheads and there's more ability to create a greater profit margin. So from a purely financial business perspective, it's far more favorable than say if you're going into a private practice and you have to pay rent every month or for whatever, however long period. And then you have to get clients to commute to come in. And this is the next big thing. That's a huge pro for being online. The biggest problem when you're in paying rent, one, you're paying rent in that little space and you're working in that, but you also have that bubble of clientele that will travel to you to see you. And yes, you'll get exceptions of people who travel pretty far lengths to come see you, but there is still that bubble. When you're in the online space, like I said earlier, you have such a huge, huge, huge potential reach of getting clients. We work with people all over the world. We work with lots of people across Australia, all across New Zealand. We've got people in Europe. We've got people in the UK. We've got people in America. We've got people in Canada. All over the world, we've got clients. So we're not limited to that physical bubble that people can travel to. So not only are you saving money on the overheads of not paying for rent, but then you also have a greater ability to pull in more clients, which increases your profit as well.
Yeah, I think after the COVID-19 pandemic, where a lot of businesses were forced to go online or you had to work from home, it's become even easier. Like I said, when I was a tax accountant, you know, during tax season after, you know, that July 1st and that whole rush to get your tax return done, we were in the office from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday at that point because it was so busy. But even when the pandemic hit, my old boss, he had to make everything online. So even now, his business is about 75% still online through Zooms, through phone calls. So at the moment, like that is such a, it's a, obviously a pro of running your own business, but it's so much easier now. And they've created all these systems like Zoom and all these old programs to make it, to make you facilitate it so quickly. But again, and also to what you were saying, like about our reach, like I think that's something that I think is so fantastic because again, like with our reach, you know, we have clients everywhere. For instance, when I was in America a few days ago, one of my clients lives, he's Swedish, but he lives in America. And then we were able to meet up for coffee. And I don't think that if I was, you know, working just in an office in Brunswick in Melbourne, even though it's the greatest suburb in the world, even I had that, like I would never have been able to do that. But here I am in Las Vegas by a pool having a coffee with one of my clients from America. It was amazing. So I think like that it just opens up your, the opens up possibilities and opens up your networking so dramatically. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that was going to be my next point is networking, right? And we all know anyone that runs a business, you know that the success of a business is absolutely dependent on your ability to network and grow positive networks. So being in that online space, like Jack said, you now all of a sudden you've got contacts over in Europe, you've got contacts over in the US, you've got contacts in the UK, over in Ireland, wherever. And like we said, we travel a lot for our job and there's really no country or really any city I go to nowadays where I don't know someone or have a client in that city that I can meet up with and then further my professional networks with them. So all of a sudden you've taken from, you know, if you're in Brunswick and Melbourne, this tiny little circle, you have these huge extended professional networks all over the world. And that's been hugely beneficial, not only just for client retention and getting new clients and building up the actual revenue of the business, but building out, say, things like professional development. You meet other people who work in the field or other dietitians from all over the world that you never, ever would have met had you have just worked in this little bubble that is your own local suburb or whatever. And that just extends your own skill set that then brings in more clients. So I think that is probably the next biggest thing that is the biggest pro from doing this online work is that your reach around the world is just so, so, so big. And that gives you so much more profitability and ability to scale.
Yeah, a perfect example of that is in July of this year, I was in Atlanta, Georgia in America, and I was just having lunch with a few guys at the PFL show. So obviously I was there to help Jenna Fabian make weight. But then we're just sitting down for lunch and then we're sitting across from one of my clients now. He's a Swedish MMA fighter. And then his manager just leant over and goes, "Hey, are you the guy from the podcast, the TFD podcast?" And I said, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm one of the guys that, you know, Jordan Sullivan and myself, we do the podcast and so does most of the team." And then he's like, "Yes." He's like, "Awesome." It's like, it turns around to his athletes. Like, "I've been talking about these guys for so long. Like, you should jump on with them." And just to show how powerful it is that again, like the reach you can get being online, you know, using Instagram without an even, you know, no paid promotions. It's as simple as us posting a podcast link has then created halfway across the world talking to a guy in Atlanta, Georgia, who's from Sweden. And then we've created this network between us now. We're still working together. And that's, yeah, just something that would never have been capable if it wasn't for what we do.
And that's another good point. And probably the third thing I want to talk about, and it's in terms of growing and scaling your business, especially when you have something like a service-based business like ours, where yes, we're seeing clients and you have that as one of your revenue sources. But to grow out those networks and to create other revenue sources, you need to put time and energy into other things. And for us, the podcast is a big, big thing, but it's also something that takes up quite a bit of time. Like doing this obviously chews into our time, but that's something that we can do because we have access to this time that's made available for us because we have this online schedule.
Yeah, of course. And I think, yeah, I think, like, you know, what we're saying sounds very glamorous and stuff like that. We will get to the cons of it all. But yeah, I think the final thing, the pro that from my perspective, which I think has been, you know, something that I'm very grateful for, is the travel that we've been able to do through this job. But, you know, like just this year, this is probably like the fifth time or about five times this year I've been able to go, you know, around the world, mainly to America, the different states, and see a lot of things. Yes, the majority of the time I'm in a hotel room cooking or weight cutting, but just to be able to experience those different cities and meet such a variety of people, I think is something that, you know, I, you know, am so grateful for, so happy about, because again, my life revolved around driving to Brunswick, getting a coffee, and then drinking about six more of them to do tax returns, then to finish at 5 o'clock and go to the gym and then be exhausted. So I think for me, that's probably one of the largest and most things I'm grateful for, but as a pro to this kind of concept.
Yeah. So in that, let's get into the cons, because there are a few and you need to be aware of them if you're going to do this. So I think I'm going to go through a list and then we'll discuss them in more detail. So the first one, I would say the lack of work environment does not suit everyone. There are people that need that office workplace and they need that structure. They need to know that they go 9 to 5. And then when they're in a workplace, they need to have work given to them, that they need to work otherwise. And that's nothing wrong. If you're that person, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You just need to be able to recognize that, because if you are that person and you try to put yourself in the home work or online business space, you're probably going to struggle and it's going to be really, really difficult. The other big thing that needs to be discussed is communication and establishing boundaries with your clients. When you're online, this is something that a lot of people really struggle with. We have worked on this for years, and I think we offer quite a lenient service when it comes to our clients, especially my own, when they're on my top retainer clients that are paying a lot of money to have access to me. However, there needs to be a boundary, because if you think when you go to a doctor or you go to a physiotherapist, you're paying for 15, 30 minutes of their time and you only have that time to talk to them. You don't have their phone number that you can text them and say, oh, actually, I wanted to talk to you about this, or oh, actually, I forgot to bring this up, or what did you say again? You only have that 30 minutes. In the online space, especially nowadays, there's a lot more freedom with communication and you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for your phone going off and your clients messaging you. And it's up to you to establish those clear boundaries with them of, yes, it's okay to communicate with me between these hours and this much. And then this is not okay to do.
Yeah. I think a lot of my friends and family always comment about how much my phone is going off and how much I am on my phone. I think, yeah, like as a specialty service. And I think myself, as you know, a lot of my clients and my friends, I try to be there, as much as possible. And sometimes that is extreme hours. I don't think that I'm never texting someone. Like I'm texting on the call or email with one of my clients probably every day of the week. So I think, like, you know, obviously I'm blessed to be in this position. We'll never complain about it, but yes, I can't, like the volume and the level of communication that it takes to run a business, a successful business, and keep your clients happy and make sure everyone's supported, can be very, very time consuming. So yes, you, like, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, you go on a holiday, they just switch their phone off 2 weeks that they got off. I think, you know, for someone like us, I think it's, you know, it's not 9 to 5. My phone will go off until 10 o'clock at night and I'll wake up and I'll check my alarm will go off. And then my phone screen will be full of emails, Instagram, phone calls, messages. So it's one of those things where, yes, I am basically nearly accessible 24/7. That can be some very, very overwhelming.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing on top of that, again, you need to be the right personality for this, because if you are not and you're left to your own devices, you can be extremely inefficient with your time. And that could be super self-destructive. That can be very self-destructive to your bank account and to your mental health. If you are in this situation where you're getting all these messages all the time, you haven't set a good daily schedule, you don't know, okay, when I get up from these hours, I'm doing this. When I'm doing you know, from 10 to 12, I'm doing this specific task and I'm turning my phone off and not doing this, and I'm allowing this time to catch up with clients. If you are not the person that is very good at that and being able to designate those times, you're going to struggle with this big time, because your clients are going to want to always have access to you, because we live in this online world. We live in this virtual reality now where everyone has a phone in their hand that they can talk to their friends at any one time. We live in this world where we're getting VR and, you know, Meta and all these spaces where we're quite literally always able to access the digital world. So we're seeing that transfer over into online businesses as well. Again, I'm making this point. It's why it's so important to set these clear boundaries with your clients. And you need to be the right personality to be able to manage your day, to be able to say, I want to get up at 6 a.m. and from 6 a.m. to 7, I'm going to work out. And then from 7:30 to 8, I'm going to get ready. And 8 a.m. to 10, I'm doing this. And then 10 to 12, I'm doing this. And you need to set these days out. And you need to be able to do that consistently. Otherwise, you're going to struggle big time and you'll implode, and you'll have a very, very negative effect on both your bank account and your mental health.
Yeah, I think what we spoke about, the freedom of, you know, of online, of having your online business and stuff, is a major component. But in saying that, myself, I'm very organized. I have my plan for the next day. So I wake up at 6 o'clock. I have training. I do all my emails. I follow up on my clients. I go to training from 9:30 to 11. Then I go back and review everything. I do my phone calls, my Zooms, any plans. Everything's very structured. Yes, I do have the freedom, but also we're very structured in the way we do things, because simply you need to be if you're having the volume of clients that come through with us, and especially sometimes consultations, new clients and stuff like that. You really have to be an organized person and be able to deal with the stress of this stuff. So, you know, I think we'll talk about the stress of our job specifically in one of the other cons, but I think, you know, that's something to be noted in terms of the freedom, but also the need for good organization.
Yeah, I think that's the final one, just because we're coming up to time here, is the stress of it, right? And I think when you want, and this is just running a business on your own, period. It doesn't have to be an online business, it can be any type of business. But when you do this type of business, when you're working in the online space, you're consulting clients, you've got other revenue streams, you've got other things that you're managing, the stress is huge. Like, the stress is, regardless of how well you think you're handling it, the stress is always going to be there. So you need to establish really good practices to manage that stress, handle it. You need to optimize your day. I hate saying that. And I know people like see that and they're like, oh my God, don't have to like promote any of that hustle culture. We're not promoting any of that. But if you want to avoid imploding, you really have to set these clear boundaries and really set yourself up for success by having good practices on how you manage all of that stress, because there's going to be a lot of it, especially once you start getting clients. And when you go through that transition period, and we've both been through this, where you take on more than what you can chew, you bite off way more than what you can chew because you want to get that money coming in. And then you realize, oh my God, I left my 9 to 5 and now I'm just working 24/7. I'm just working all the time. And yeah, I'm making this money and it's cool, but I'm just stressing myself out. I'm just always on the phone to clients. I never have time to do this. You need to be able to wind that back. And I think if I'm going to finish this off and we're going to say any advice, I think one of the biggest pieces of advice, and something like I do with all you guys when you guys all start, and we, you know, every quarter we review this, it's like, what do you want out of this? What do you want out of this? What is your financial dollar amount that you'll be very happy with? Do you have other investments that you want to do? Do you have other businesses you want to run? Do you want to have a car that you want to buy? Whatever it is you want to do and why you're getting into this, be very crystal clear on it and understand what you need to do to be able to get there. Because if you just let it go with the fates of the wind, it'll just fly off and you'll just fly up and get dropped down just as hard. You need to have a very, very clear goal and very clear systems of how to get there. I think another bit of advice that I would give to people if they're going into this space is make sure you have a niche. I think it's a very difficult area to go into if you're just trying to be a generalist in anything. I think in the online space, people are looking for very specific solutions to very specific problems. And if you're going to succeed as an online coach, as an online business person, as an online health professional, you need to be offering a very specific solution to a very specific problem that's probably going to come way of, say, a Google search or a social media search. And then you're going to be the person that pops up. Very, very hard. I don't know too many people who are really vague generalists that do really well in this space. I think the other thing on top of that, if you're going to come into this space, you need to make sure you're actually really good at what you do, because like I said at the beginning, there's a lot of blurred lines here when it comes to, okay, how does an Australian qualified person treat someone that's in America? And you just need to be very, very good at what you do. You need to be very aware of where your own professional boundaries are, not to cross them. And you need to be able to, hey, if I'm not the person for you, I need to be able to refer you onto someone. That can get a little bit murky when you don't have people, say, in your office, or you don't have a HR department that's always screaming down your neck doing these things, and you're left to your own devices. So you need to be very, very good at what you do, and you still need to show a high degree of professional diligence. I think the very last bit of advice that I'll give to everyone is structure. Everyone needs to establish a good daily structure. If you just let yourself wake up and then just let the work flow in and think that you're going to get away with a good day's work, it just does not work like that. You're now your own boss, but you need to set your own work structure. You can do that, like me and Jack said, any way that suits you. You have the freedom of your own schedule, but you need some type of structure. Jack, I'll throw it over to you to finish any bit of advice you have.
Yeah, well, this is going to be a corny one, but I just think it's like, you know, if you're going to do this, do like love what you do. Like, I remember when I, at the end of my accounting career, I said to myself, what do I want to do? And I said to myself, I want to be a dietitian for combat sport athletes and work with people in the UFC. That was my goal. I definitely ended up achieving that, as we can see through the Instagram, what we do. So, you know, a lot of people always say to me, it's just like, oh, you always look tired. You're always working really hard. It's because I do love what I do. I love interacting with all my clients. I love the challenges that this job has given me. And that's why I keep wanting to better myself. And then also as part of that, not just in the combat sport world, I want to better myself as a businessman. So, you know, I think it's really important to understand that from my personal perspective, when I was in the 9-to-5, I didn't think that owning my own business in this area was possible. I didn't have that kind of confidence in myself. And I think through working with yourself, Jordan, your guidance as well, I think finding a good mentor is very important. That through this process is just understanding that it's hard. You know, understand that this is years of work, but having that goal, loving what I've been doing, and then kind of just keep grinding towards that is such an important factor to get somewhere big. Understanding that it's going to take years before you see any benefit. It's going to take a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and failures and stuff like that. Like, no one's perfect. Just keep at it. But yeah, like I'm saying, if you love what you do, or you're passionate about what you're going to do, what your business is going to be, you will succeed. Because at the end of the day, when you're faced with adversity or you're faced with a lack of success at the start, you still love it. So you're going to keep going. So my final word is just find something you love and just keep going towards it. I know that's a hustle culture kind of thing, but I'm not saying that way. Just keep at what you're trying to do, put all your passion through it, and understand that it's not easy, but if you keep going, you will get there.
Yeah.
Sorry, a bit corny.
The very last thing I'll say as well is, I know a lot of people go into this space, say solo, and they want to do it because they want to be a solopreneur or whatever it is. My advice, being that person who's done it by myself and now having a really good team around me, I would say it is so, so, so much more easier and so much more beneficial. And the rate at which you can grow and the possibility of what you can turn, whatever your vision is so much bigger when you find a really great team. And we can do a whole podcast on how difficult it is to find a great team. But once you find a really good team, and I know, like, at TFD, I'm so like, it, like, definitely we do very, very well. We've gone through some very funny internship programs, and we've, like Jack said, gone through ups and downs. I think we've got it figured out pretty well now, but it makes everything so much easier. It makes everything so much easier when you have a group of people who all share the same vision, that are all moving towards the same goal. It just makes every person in that team's life better. And it gives you some type of bigger purpose outside of yourself, which I think can be difficult when you're just doing this by yourself. So if there's one last piece of advice, I think if you are doing this and you're going on this online space, many hands make easy work. And I think if you're going to go into this by yourself, you're probably going to face a lot more roadblocks. So have that in the back of your mind that, you know what, there's probably at some stage you need to bring in a strategic partner or a business partner or someone to help you get to that next level. All right, so that is it for that one. Let us know what you guys think about that. That is a bit different to our usual content. But like I said, on my Q&A, I get a ridiculous amount of questions from students asking about these things. If you want Jack and I to dive deeper into the business side of what it takes to be an online dietitian or an online sports nutritionist or whatever area you're going into, let us know. Also encourage you guys, we have dropped the new TFD Performance Hub. You guys can head to the link in my social media bios and you can head to there. You can sign up there. We're getting a new discussion forum on that. We've got a performance nutrition for BJJ course. We've got about 5 other courses dropping before the end of the year. So make sure you guys check that out. But until next time, Jack, we'll chat soon.
And there it is, another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast. This podcast will be available through the podcast app, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and if you follow along our socials at @_fightdietitian, you can see all of the best bits from our podcast episodes. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you guys for the next episode of the TFD Performance Podcast.